It's that time. We about to get busy. Oh, you're gonna love this. From your number one hit music station in Kano, 96.9 Cool FM. It's the 4Play Podcast.
Yo.
Rappers be acting like they don't know their mic is on. They be like, is my mic on? I can't feel my snail. So we go again.
This thing on.
Podcast 96.9 Cool FM Kano.
Yeah.
We're gathered here once again.
Yeah.
Last time we gathered, we thought it was going to take a while before we come back. But we thought about it. And we are here again. And by we thought about it, it means we were asked to come back again.
We did not think at all.
Trust us.
Ha! So today we just want to play a game. Some games. Scarlett tells us she has the perfect games for us to play.
Oh my days.
On a lovely, lovely day like this. But if you're new to this 4Play podcast, welcome to the family. Season 3, that's how far we've gone. So many episodes for you to, go check out. www.coolfm.ng/Kano. Get familiar with our website, listen to the podcast, get in touch with us right there from that same website, and do so much more. Who remembers the last conversation we had on the 4Play podcast? What was it about, though?
Trends
of 2023. There's a part two of that thing, Shao, coming up on this same podcast, but that's for another day. For today, the quiz master Scarlett is trends in charge to let us know what we are playing. I had a game on. Let me just put you guys out there. I had my game. It's called Hot My Feelings. And this game is meant to be fun, but some people in this house, this building, and on this podcast have thrown my game to the gutter. They say,
yes,
they cannot voluntarily say hurt their feelings.
Filth.
So we're going to settle with something less hurting.
Thank you very much, Detox.
I haven't introduced you guys yet, have
no,
I?
No, you haven't.
Scarlett, that's who she is. Thank you. Scarlett with a double T.
Hi.
Mr. Mega with a double G here as well.
The one guy that doesn't want to be here right now.
Big Dave!
Good work.
That's the only way to call Big Dave's name. You can't go any other way. So Big Dave, the other half or one half of the Good Morning Nigeria show. So Scarlett, how are we rolling today? Let us know.
Okay, so we're going to play a bunch of games, a bunch of fun games that are not going to hurt our feelings at the end of the playing.
Terrible stuff.
We're going to play riddles. We're going to ask you questions concerning countries, blah, 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 blah. You guys will get the gist when we actually start.
Let's go.
So which one are we starting with, riddles or like the other one?
Let's do the other one. I don't even know.
Okay, so the other one that you do not know is I'm going to ask you to mention a particular like four names that starts with a particular letter that are actress, like an actor's name, or four actors that begin with like an M.
Yes, yes.
That kind of thing.
Don't over explain, for Omega will be googling it.
Okay, so are you guys ready? Who am I playing with first?
Start with me. Like, I know I'm going to win this game.
Great. Okay, so
you have to state what the prize has to be. Because the last time Scarlett, we actually played the game, it was Scarlett that won. And she got her goodie. So detox. State it before you start answering.
No, here we go. Still on the fence.
Wow. So whatever we get, we don't get now. Because what Scarlett thought she would get, she got half.
Aim for the moon. Aim for the star, so that when you don't get to the star, you fall on the moon.
No, but we're planning a getaway, so when we get there, it'll be like a perfect place for the reward for this game. So, yes, that's my whatever.
Okay, great. All right, so the first one is, mention five countries that begin with C.
C for Congo, Cameroon, Cambodia, Colombia, and...
Kurella.
China.
There's supposed to be a time limit to this thing. It took us to forever.
Exactly. Okay, fine. Since we figured that out, there's going to be a time limit, so everybody has 15 seconds.
Right. I took less than 10.
That's a lot of time, Scarlett.
Yeah. Okay, 10
you really don't want to hurt our feelings today.
10 seconds.
There we go.
Okay, 10 seconds. So when I tell you, I ask you the question, 10 seconds to give the answer, right? Are we good?
Yes, okay. I think so. I want to believe so.
Okay, wonderful. So since we're starting, this is very talky, moving over to Big Dave.
Big Dave,
are you ready?
Sure.
You have 10 seconds to tell us five car brands that start with the letter S.
Oh my God. come on. Nah,
tick,
no way.
Tick.
Tick. No way.
Time is up.
Bro, you could have mentioned one?
Nah.
All I could think about was Toyota Scarlett. Vase on Scarlett.
There's even a Sienna. That's
what it is. Yeah, there's a Sienna. There's a Subaru, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Subaru.
Ah, okay, cool. So
that was a tough one.
That was a tough one. Yeah. I'll give you that to you. It was a tough one. But moving over to Mega.
Yeah, man, I'm failing on God. Just give Dito this pizza. Not loud.
Okay, so
we
want you to mention the five states and states and capitals starting from the top. States and capitals starting from the top.
Abia,
five of them.
Abia, Umuahia, Adamawa, Yola, Akwa Ibom, Uyo, Cross River, Calabar, Delta, Asan, Edo, Benin,
Jos, Anambra.
Oh, exactly.
Okay, this is Anambra. Okay. Damn.
I mean, this question was the equivalent of Mega. Tell me your name.
Exactly.
Oh, my name is only one. I have like 5 C's of them, 10. I tried now. You took me back to primary school now.
Oh,
I gave
my
you a shot.
Days. Okay, so, Natalki, we're moving in with you with a riddle.
Okay.
You ready?
I'm ready.
All right, this is your riddle. You have 10 seconds. No, for the riddle, you have 5 seconds to figure out what the question is.
Wow.
Yeah, 5, 10 is too long. You have 5 seconds to figure out what the question, what the answer is. You good?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, riddle goes thus. I am tall when I'm young, and I am short when I'm old. What am I?
Sounds like something that's getting shorter with usage. Because as you're using it.
Your time is up. Your time is up.
Can someone answer?
The guy looked into your phone.
He looked into your phone.
I saw him. Let Big Dave try.
Penis.
No. What the fuck?
Kandu? It's not?
Yes, Kandu.
Damn. No. He was not sure. He asked to.
I got
he asked
right.
a question. No. Dave actually asked the question though. He didn't say it though.
Wait, hold on. I said it was something that has to do with usage. The more you use your Kandu with time,
so
it gets shorter.
Why did you say that?
So I just gave you now, like, so that way you can choose between
no,
2 million
sir.
Things.
No, sir.
Right on, sir.
Well done.
Okay,
so right now the score mark is that Detox has 10 marks because he got the first answer right, but nobody is competing because everybody has failed their own questions.
This is the 4Play Podcast.
That's a bonus for him though, right? That should count for something.
2 marks.
Oh, yay!
Wow. I'll take it.
Okay, so Dave, your riddle question. Are you ready?
Let's go.
Okay, so this is your question. What can you break even if you never pick it up or touch it?
Ooh. The heart?
Another try. You have 2 seconds.
Oh, my.
That's it. Time is up!
Question again?
Okay, the question is, what can you break even if you never pick it up or touch it?
You can break a heart. What else can we break?
You can break silence. You can break a secret. Those things are intangible.
Yeah.
But what is your answer?
You can break your fast.
A promise.
Oh. Yes, now that's what I said. Now, secret is a promise.
What I'm saying is a promise. The audacity of you asking the question for me. Please.
Let's go! I'm going to get my first question right. Is it a riddle?
Yes, it is a riddle.
I'm done.
Okay, so this is your riddle question. Mega, I need you to be very, very attentive because if you do not listen perfectly, you would not get the right answer to this question. You ready?
Thank you for the clue. I'm good.
Make the road show proud.
Hey, now the pressure is getting worse.
Okay, so your question is, A man who was outside in the rain without an umbrella or hat didn't get a single hair on his head wet. Why?
This one is logic.
Yeah, a man, again, no, Abba, it was quite lengthy, so you give me time to say it again. Let's think about it for a second.
A man who was outside in the rain without an umbrella or hat didn't get a single hair on his head wet. Why?
He's bald.
Damn. That's exactly what I thought.
Come on now.
That's what I thought.
Yes, it is. Yeah. Yeah.
Hey.
Roger is not proud. Yes.
Yes. Okay. Okay, so, well, moving over to the mentioning names again as we started in the beginning. So, we're going to start from Mega to Detox.
Yes.
Mega has 10 max now. Big Dave has 2 max. And Detox has 10 max.
So let's get to it.
Let's get to it. Mega, you ready?
I'm good.
Okay, so I want you to mention 2 Nigerian actors who have their names starting with the letter C.
Nigerian artists.
Actors.
Oh, actors?
Yes.
Damn.
Time is up.
Calm down now. Yo, I'm not a fan of Nollywood though. That was terrible.
Oh,
hold on. Chinwe Talagu. Chinons. Chinimokeme.
Chinimokeme.
I got it.
Did I say two?
Yeah, she said two. Here we go.
Oh, great.
Ten
okay.
extra points
well, you mentioned the second name after your time had already elapsed.
Damn.
Half, so I'm going 5 points? To give you 5 points. 5 points. So that's 15.
He gets five.
Okay, oh, great. Man. Moving over to Big
Fred
Dave.
Is getting worse.
Let's get it.
Big Dave, you ready?
Please, let it be simple.
Okay.
Please.
Big Dave, they're going to be simple. So if you're starting from the sun to mention the planets, mention 2 planets after the sun.
Oh boy. Come on, man. This is so fair. Come on. Oh, this is so fair. Come on. How am I supposed to know this?
Well, your time is going.
No, I don't. Pluto?
Come on now.
No.
No.
Plot.
No.
Mercury. Mars.
Time's up,
man. This is
your time is
down.
You even took off the 30
seconds. If you give me the entire podcast time, but I thought it's going down this way.
Who can help him?
Me.
Oh, yeah.
Wait, hold on. How many you said?
2.
After the sun?
Yeah.
Mercury.
Mm-hmm.
Mars.
Okay.
Earth.
That's it.
I know Earth is number 3, right? Yeah, give me my 2. Oh, no. I get something.
What?
Yeah.
Well, that's what I said, though.
You know,
when I heard his question.
I said Mars, too.
When I heard his question, I was so glad he came before me.
Nah. Oh, yeah, Detox, are you ready for your question?
What could be harder than this?
Like,
bring me the next question. I'm ready.
Okay, Detox, well done.
Yeah.
So, I'm going to ask you a question now.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to give me the answer.
Yeah, you're thinking about a hard thing.
But don't worry, it's going to be easy. I don't know why I keep asking Mecca questions like, and it looks like I'm being wicked because the questions are hard.
Well.
I'm sorry.
Well.
I'm going to ask you a very simple question next time. Because you have to catch up with these people. All right, Talkie. So your question, you ready?
100%.
Okay, great. Now.
Mention.
How many local government areas does Kano have?
44. What, really? Are you guys doubting or what?
Check.
Kano man.
Check.
Kano man.
I'm checking.
I wish he was wrong, though.
I'm
I
not,
wish he was.
I'm so angry.
I love the fact that we went quiet. Detox was like, wait, though.
Are you sure? You know, for a second, I be in a 40.
No, he's right. It's actually 44.
44,
yeah. Man.
That's crazy.
So I'm now back at 50 points.
Scarlett, this was already difficult like this. Hold Detox for neck now. Why are you like this?
4 Can Tango.
Oh, yeah.
You're listening to the 4 Play Podcast.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
4Play Podcast, property of 96.9. We're just having fun on this episode playing different games. Scarlett is our quiz master, coming up with the games. Dave, I don't know what's going on with Big James. But Scarlett's going to give us a recap of the max for now. Let's see where we're going. Or maybe after this round.
Let me just say the recap now. So you actually got two answers right. So that's 20 points for
yeah,
you.
Let's go, Dave. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
2 points for Dave.
Oh, let's go, Dave.
Nah.
Oh, my God.
Me, I have 22 points. No, let's go.
No. I got two, right? 22 points.
And then, no.
No.
You got one right, fully two right, bonus. One.
Two bonuses.
No, leave him at 20 is fine.
Yes, right? No, the other one I did half now. No, it's
so that's
15 points.
Five. No, wait.
No, 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 10 points.
No, wait.
I got the bold question right.
Oh,
so how
my
like this?
God, wait.
Nigerian actors. My dearest quiz master, please don't let the roadshow be cheated out on this. This is key. This is end of the year.
Just let him have 20 points.
You have to finish on the high.
20 points.
Let's go. How?
Wait, first. Now you work on your own self.
One question,
Mr.
right?
Mr. How?
No, it's actually 19.
Yeah, it's actually 19. Okay. He mentioned he answered one question, right?
Okay.
He now answered half one half.
Yeah. And then two bonuses.
Oh, 19. Yeah. Okay, so let's do like a shuffle of asking the questions, right?
Yeah.
Let's move to Big Dave and ask him this question.
Oh my
day. Please let me
mention two foods that you can find protein.
Beans. Vegetable. Vegetable.
Two.
Okay, that's great. I was expecting fish and meat, and egg.
Oh, like, okay.
Very proteinous.
Yeah, well, oh yeah, great. So 12 max for Dave.
Thank you very much. Thank you. I'd like to thank God. That's it, my friend. And all of my fans.
Talkie, you're up.
Ushé Grammy Award winner.
Bring it on. I'm about to take you to 30.
Great. Yeah. All right. So, this is what your question is. You ready?
Faith.
I'm ready.
Faith. Two planets before the sun.
Hold on. Everybody just wait.
Scarlett for president. 2027.
What a question.
The quiz master say it's final.
We already spoke about planets. No, but we are
only a few. There are so many of them.
But we already
have
conquered planets now.
No, we've not conquered before the sun.
It's like you asking another star. Okay, if you insist, though.
You have five seconds.
What's the question about planets?
What? Mention two planets before the sun. Go.
Okay. Planets that begins with letter M. Mercury.
What the
fuck? Mercury.
Your
Mars.
Time is up. Before Mercury. The sun, sir.
Oh. I had planets that begin with letter M. So I said Mars and Mercury.
So you gave yourself your own question.
I thought that was your question.
Give you bonus, two for effort.
But since no I got effort. It right, I mean, it's not like I answered wrong now. Like, still Mars, Mercury.
Anyway. But you're not following instructions.
Oh my days. Okay, Meg, are you ready for your own question?
Yeah.
Great.
If I get this, I'm surpassing detox, yeah? Oh, this is the drive that I made. Let's go. Talkie, avoid me.
Okay. All right. So, I want you to mention five countries that begin with the letter N.
Niger, Nigeria, Nicaragua, Norway, and Nepal. Let's go! Try again.
Oh, my.
Yes!
You know when he was looking for the last one, I was praying, you're like, dear Lord, you can do it.
You can do it. Let me
turn
me up.
Oh, my days. Okay, so let's go back to the riddle questions now. Let's see if we can do something with some riddle questions.
Riddle questions.
Okay, so, Dave, you're up.
Let's go.
Are you ready? Okay, so, I shave every day, but my beard stays the same. What am I?
You shave every day, but
My beard stays the same. What am I? Time starts now.
Damn.
Dave, you are here sweating.
Scarlett, whatever I've done to you, let me take this opportunity to apologize.
But it's not your time. It's not difficult. Think about it. I shave every day, but my beard stay on. What am I? Who is a man that shaves every day, but doesn't shave his own beard? Yo, really?
We actually dumbest.
Oh my God!
Hold on again.
What's the
barber?
What?
A barber. He shaves every day. He shaves people's beards every day and hair, but his own beard stay on. It's not tough.
That's a tough one. Come on.
But it's not tough.
Oh man, that's like a
every time Big Dave gets a question, I'm like, God, you have done it again.
Oh,
imagine
goodness.
If that was my question. Scarlett, all right, bring it on my radio.
So
now.
Your radio question, are you ready?
Yes.
You see a boat filled with people, yet there isn't a single person on board. How is that possible?
A boat.
Oh my days. You see a boat filled with people, yet there isn't a single person on board. How is that possible?
Man.
Bruh.
This sucks. Let me juju be that.
You let people are walking.
Your time is up.
With people, but no people.
You see a boat filled with people, but there isn't a single person on board. How is that possible?
Oh, that's because it's not said on board when it's a boat.
No, because everybody on the boat are married. There isn't a single person on board.
Oh, shit, man.
Damn.
Oh, shit, man. Got me thinking it.
Damn.
Why do I feel like they ask Scarlett this question? She will get it right. Because that single there. Yeah, this one, it cannot work. Not possible.
You know the last time I was single?
What? Oh my days. Okay, Mega, are you ready?
Let's get to it.
It's time for your radio question. You good?
I'm like, see me here.
Okay.
Be nice now.
I want you to listen to this question really well.
Okay.
So you don't miss it out. Okay?
Let's go.
Okay. A man dies of old age on his 25th birthday. How is this possible?
Man dies of old age. Mm-hmm. Say the question again. It's something you missed out. I want to see.
He's only 25.
A man dies of old age on his 25th birthday. How is this possible?
Swear down, this answer has something to do with 25. Because it's supposed to be 25th birthday.
I know the answer. I just figured it out.
Hey, I guess so. A man died
on his 25th birthday.
Mm-hmm. 25. Nah, man, I give up.
May I gladly answer?
Okay.
And get the points for it. That's because he's born February 29th.
That's the right answer.
Ha! I'm living. I'm gone.
Only 2 points. Wait, hold up. What's the explanation now?
Because you know it takes like 4 years for his birthday to come. So by the time his birthday comes 25 times, he's an old dude, man.
Yeah.
Fuck. Man, y'all here playing tricks in my brain, man.
Okay, we're still playing the riddle games, though.
Mega, ask the
no,
quiz
master. No, I'm sorry, that's not gonna work.
Yes,
that's not gonna work.
You've been
quiz master.
I know. Wait. The last time that we played a game, did we ask questions to the quiz master? No, we're not changing it now. No.
We have decided that was wrong. We want to correct it
before the end of the year. It's not happening.
Okay, no wahala.
Okay, great. Let's start with Mega.
Yeah, we go.
Okay, you ready?
I'm wrapping this up with a win.
Okay, I need you to listen. It's a riddle, so you have to listen.
All right.
I follow you all the time and copy your every move, but you can't touch me or catch me. What am I?
Hey, Shadow. Come on, man.
That was a joke. Yo. How do we go from 25th racking of the brain to Shadow?
Come on.
And you didn't ask Big Dave.
Sorry.
You want to give me another one? If it's hard one, I'll get it.
Okay, let me give you another one.
Let's go.
If you don't get it, I'm pumped as fuck.
Yes.
No, you can't take all my points. You take like half of it or something.
Okay, fine. This next question.
Okay.
Right?
If I get it right.
What can you hold in your left hand but not in your right? What can you hold in your left hand but not in your right? Your time back.
Hold in your left hand. Finger, what's the name? Palm?
Time is up.
I just figured it out.
Time is up.
I just figured it out.
Wait, now,
wait, ask that question again.
Wait, calm down.
You deducted 5 marks from your
We're deducting 5.
What?
What can you hold? Listen, I figured it out, guys. Relax. What can you hold in your left hand?
Yeah, but not in your right.
Is your right hand now?
No, your right elbow.
No. Like, you can hold your right hand.
Oh, no, you can't hold your right
elbow. But you can't hold.
Right
hand.
You can't hold your right elbow.
With your right
hand. You can't hold your right hand with your right hand now.
How?
You can't hold your right hand. You can't hold your right elbow now.
You cannot hold your right hand with your right hand.
All of
you. You can only hold your right hand with your left hand.
It's not right.
Give me 20 marks.
Hey! Hey, I'm up.
You're listening to the 4Play Podcast.
Okay, Big Dave, your question.
Let's go.
Okay. What is black when you clean when it's clean and white when it's dirty?
What is black when it's clean?
What is black when it's clean and white when it's...
What kind of weird questions do you like asking?
It's quite easy. I'll take it again. What is black when it's clean and white when it's dirty?
God damn.
Time is going, Big Dave. Come on, this one is quite easy.
Every time.
It's black when it's clean and it's dirty when it's white when it's dirty. I'm giving you extra 10 seconds.
Cotton wool? There's no need for the extra 10
seconds. Oh my days. It's a chalkboard. It's black when it's clean and white when it's dirty. Oh my days.
See, let me tell you something about the questions he asked me. Even Detox and Mr. Mega most times do not know the answer.
Okay. We do. please, speak for yourself.
It's just that we don't want to answer it so that we give you gap. We give you long gap like this. We understand the Big Dave.
Okay, Detox, your last question, and this is the question that's ending the podcast episode for this episode.
Yes.
Are you ready?
Bring it on.
Where does today come before yesterday?
Today before yesterday.
Yep.
Come on now.
Calendar or what?
I figured the shit out.
Or days of the week.
Your time is going.
Wait, say it again. Wait, hold on.
Your time
ask
is going.
Ask me calendar now.
No.
Wait. Hold on.
I'm giving you extra 10 seconds.
Ask this question again. Let me be sure.
No.
But it feels like I'm not thinking what you are thinking.
Because I said because you said to think.
I just want to hear your question.
Your time is up.
How will I answer what I don't know?
Your time is
up. At least let me hear the question.
Your time is up.
I don't know the question.
Oh my God.
What is the question?
Where does today answer? Come before yesterday?
You used like 5 minutes now. You still don't get it right.
It's not calendar. It's not days of the week.
Yes.
Hey, oh Lord, I know this one.
You're not letting get
your
it
time
right.
Is already up.
Today before.
Whoa, Mega, what's the answer?
Alphabetica.
Dictionary. Let's go!
Wait.
Yeah. This is the repeat. Thank you, sir. I want to thank my father, Sulanka, for giving me inspiration. My mother, my village people will not catch me today.
God.
Peace.
Actually,
let's look at.
I beg you.
I have something to say.
Let's go, Mark, for today's riddle question and game is for Mega, he had 35 points.
Yes! Yeah. Thank you.
Big Dave had 22 points.
I'd just like to say that this was a coup against me.
Fight harder so next time.
Everybody planned it and it's entirely fine.
That's so true. And of course, Detox has 30 points.
Yay.
So the winner is Mr. Mega with a double G.
Thank you, baby.
Let's have your speech.
Yes. 2023, what a lovely year you have been. Thank you. I want to thank the people at home for giving me the ginger. I want to thank my wife, my daughter,
the rest of the world, my colleagues for holding me down. Yes,
and your parents for sending you to good schools.
Yes, thank you very much. And therefore, I think it was the planetary bodies that gave me. I want to say a big hug to my geography teacher. I see you. I did not forget the arrangement of the planets. Peace.
All right, guys. See you later.
Bye-bye.
Peace. Yo.
The 4Play Podcast from your number one hit music station in Kano, 96.9 Cool FM.